Would you please take the word of God with me and turn to the gospel according to John chapter 11. John chapter number 11. For those of you who are visiting, thank you. Welcome. I hope you can return back when our pastor is back, Pastor Moreland. He'll be back on Wednesday evening. Please continue to pray for him that the Lord would enable him to preach even this time. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to step in and fill in for him this evening, and I'm praying that the Lord would use this passage and this truth to help us all tonight. John chapter 11, and let's pick up at verse number 21. John chapter 11, let's begin at verse number 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Verse 23. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she had heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, come into the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. I want to draw your attention this evening just for a few moments to a word that we find throughout this passage of Scripture. Notice with me in verse number 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here. Then notice again with me at verse number 32. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here. And notice with me the Lord Jesus Christ at verse number 40. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if. For a few moments, I want to speak to you on the ifs of life. The ifs of life. Here we find how Mary and Martha, their brother Lazarus, was sick, even sick unto death. Jesus was in another town, and when they had realized that their brother was sick, they sent word unto Jesus that Jesus would come and heal their brother. They had seen how Jesus had healed many people as we read through the gospel records. And no doubt, of course, they had known that it would have been no problem for Jesus to heal their brother. So they called Jesus to come to the place that Lazarus was. And the word of God tells us that the moment when they called Jesus to come, he didn't come. And Lazarus died, and they came to Jesus. And they said, Lord, if you were just here when we had called, if you were just in this place, our brother had not died. And we find how Mary and Martha came to Jesus and said, Lord Jesus, if you just came when we called, if you had just done what we said. And oftentimes in life, no doubt any of us who have been saved for a period of time, we have to deal with the ifs of our life. If this would had not happened, my life would have been entirely different. If I'd said yes instead of no, if the coronavirus had not happened, whatever the case may be, and the Lord Jesus Christ meets us in the ifs, in the questions, in the uncertainties that we face. I want you to consider with me a young girl in Putnam County, New York. She was born with a serious eye disease. And in those days, the doctors would come to the house to do house calls. And her doctor that would typically come to treat her was away on holiday. So they had called for a replacement doctor to come. But the replacement doctor was a fraud. He wasn't an actual doctor. He had forged all the certifications. So this man was a phony. He came just for the money. He came and he prescribed a medicine that made this girl blind her entire life. She grew up to have a full maturity. In her old age, she was interviewed. The man who interviewed said, I pity you that the Lord did not give you your sight. And she said, I am glad that the Lord had not given me my sight, because the first face that I'll ever see is the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. No doubt during her life, she possibly have asked this question, what if my doctor had not been away? What if the replacement that came was an actual doctor? In fact, God met her in her ifs of life, and God used her in such a great way. She wrote the words to this song, a wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burdens away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And in the ifs of our life, in the questions, in the uncertainties that we have, God desires to meet us. I'm grateful that the word of God tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And today, as we look into the word of God, let's look at the if of Martha. Notice with me in verse number 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. And first we find the if of when. Martha thought that the best thing for her brother was for Jesus to come at the very moment that she called. But the Lord Jesus Christ did something very interesting. Notice with me in verse number 6. When he, speaking of Jesus, had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Don't you find that interesting? That oftentimes as people would come up to Jesus and they would ask him to heal them, immediately often we find. But Jesus here had a different plan. The Bible says when he had heard that Lazarus was sick, he abode 2 days. He didn't move. And oftentimes we think that God should answer our prayers at the time that we think is best. Martha thought that it would have been best for Jesus to come at that time. But in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9, The Word of God says this: for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ had a different plan. He wanted to make sure that Lazarus was dead. You see, when he had heard that Lazarus was sick, he knew. He even said, "This sickness is not unto death." He knew all about it. But God was teaching them something, that he was going to work in his perfect timing. God answers prayer in his perfect timing. God works according to his own will. So the Word of God tells us that when he had heard, he abode 2 days still in the same place. Don't you think it was odd? No. God had a perfect plan, and he knew exactly what he was going to do. But you see, Martha said, "Lord, where were you when we needed you? If you were just here when we had asked you." But Jesus abode 2 days in the same place because he had a plan, and his timing is perfect. We also see how Jesus shows us the triumphant of the gospel in the midst of Martha's situation, in the midst of Martha's crisis. The Lord Jesus Christ presented himself. Notice with me in verse number 23. Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" You see, up to this point in Scripture, we have never found a place where Martha truly believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember Mary and Martha, how Mary was sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, but Martha was cumbered about with much service? That's why the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Believest thou this?" Could it be that Jesus Christ allowed the physical death in Martha's brother's life to occur so that the spiritual life in Martha would occur? He allowed a trial to enter into her life and the life of Mary so that she would come to understand the gospel message. That's why she said in verse number 27, she saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, I believe." In the midst of her crisis, in the midst of her trouble, in the midst of her trial, the Lord Jesus Christ was presenting the gospel. And oftentimes that's what the Lord Jesus Christ has to do when he's confronting those who have never trusted Christ as their Savior. He comes, and oftentimes there are trials and there are difficulties, and the Lord would come and present himself and show himself as the way, the truth, and the life. So here we find how Jesus cared for the soul of Martha and for the soul of Mary. And he allowed this trial to happen so that they would come to know and understand the gospel message. And I also want to show you not just the if of when, but also the if of where. Notice with me in verse number 32. "Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here in this particular place," she met him and said, in this place where our brother was, "if you had just come when we had asked, everything would have been different." And these are the same situations and the same circumstances often that we have to answer for ourselves. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever noticed and wondered why the Lord Jesus Christ wept? Notice with me in verse number 35, the Word of God says Jesus wept. Jesus knew in just a moment he was going to take all of their sorrow and he was going to turn it to joy. He knew that in just a moment he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. But if you notice with me in verse number 33, the Word of God says this: "When Jesus therefore saw her weeping." Aren't you thankful that the Lord Jesus sees when we are weeping? He knows the pains that we feel. We have a faithful high priest who is touched with the infirmities that we do. In other words, every pain, every struggle, everything that we go through in life, the Lord Jesus Christ is there with us. And as Martha and Mary was weeping, the Lord saw them, and he wept along with them. And I'm so thankful that the Word of God tells us in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 4 and 5, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Aren't you thankful that one day the Lord Jesus Christ is going to wipe away every tear from our eyes, every pain, every sorrow, every heartache will be washed away for all of eternity. And we shall be with him forever. So the Lord Jesus allowed a temporary suffering, a temporary trial, so that an eternal reward would follow. That's why the Lord Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. When I was a young person at my church back in New York City, they used to sing the song, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I'm so thankful that this world that we're living in, it's not our home, but we are simply pilgrims and foreigners in a strange land. How the Lord has prepared a special place for us in his Father's house. But you see, as we are pilgrims and as we are passing through this earth, there will come times when we wonder, Lord, if this had not happened, this would have been different. And if I had said yes instead of no, if this virus had not happened, and the Lord wants us to dismiss all of those ifs. Notice with me in verse number 40, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if. Mary had her own if. Martha had her own if. But Jesus has his own if. And Jesus said, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe. Jesus did not want them to question and said, Lord, why didn't you come at this time? If you have been here, Jesus said, simply all you have to do is believe. And if you will believe, despite the ifs, if you will believe, despite not understanding and despite not being able to draw all the conclusions together, you are going to see the glory of God. Charles Haddon Spurgeon said it well. He said, God is too good to be unkind, and God is too wise to be mistaken. And when ye cannot trace his hand, you must trust his heart. When you cannot see and draw all the lines together, that why is God allowing this, and why is this happening, if this had been different, and God says no, just believe. And when we cannot trace his hand, we must trust his heart. All along, the Lord Jesus had a plan with the death of Lazarus. It was much bigger than Mary. It was much bigger than Martha. It was for his own glory. And can I submit to you that everything that God allows into our life is all for his glory. We were created for his glory. And God says, if you would just simply believe, you will see the glory of God. You will see God glorified in your circumstance. I will see God glorified in my circumstance, but it is not by me questioning, me doubting, me wondering, but rather it is by me believing. Notice in verse number 14, this is a very interesting thought. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. In verse 15, and I am glad. Don't you find that a little strange? He said, your brother is dead, but verse 15, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. And God says, all along I had a plan. All along, I had intentions. He said, I was glad when you had called me. I didn't answer at that time. Why? Because I had a plan. And that plan was this, so that ye may believe. And can I submit to you that God has a plan in the midst of your trials? God has a plan in the midst of the circumstance. God has a plan in the midst of the situation at home. And the plan that God has is this, that ye may believe. Not for us to question, Lord, if this had been different. Not for us to say, Lord, where were you? Why didn't you answer this prayer when I had asked? But Jesus said, I am glad that your brother is dead. And I am glad that I didn't come when you had asked me. Why? Because the word of God tells us, for his thoughts are not our thoughts. And his ways are not our ways. God's thoughts and his ways are so much higher. As far as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways higher than our ways and his thoughts higher than our thoughts. Are you trusting him today? Are you believing in him today? Or are you questioning? Lord, if this had not happened, my life would have been so much better. And Jesus said, if you would just simply believe, if you would believe, if you would believe. God desires for us to believe. God had a plan all along that people would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's his plan for people to come to know. If you look on with me, the word of God says in verse number 45, then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, notice, believed on him. That was his plan. That was his intent. Because God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So oftentimes, he will use you. He will use a circumstance in your life so that other people would come to believe. He used a circumstance in Mary and Martha's life. And the Bible says, out of their circumstance, out of their situation, many came and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Our life is always going to be connected to what God is doing in this world. The word of God tells us that God is in the midst of the earth working salvation. And could it be that what you're dealing with today is not just about you? What I'm dealing with today is not just about me. But God desires for all men to be saved. So he allowed a physical death to happen. He allowed a tragedy. He allowed a difficulty to happen. And the Bible says, out of this, many believed on him. Jesus gives his own if. He gives the why. So that he would be glorified. Can I ask you, is the Lord Jesus Christ being glorified in your circumstance? Is he being glorified in your ifs? In your uncertainties? Well, may God help us all to believe on him. Rather than to give our ifs, and rather than to go with our uncertainties, Jesus said, I am glad for your sakes. I find it so interesting. Jesus said, I'm glad. I am happy. Because the word of God tells us that when one sinner repents, that there is great rejoicing in heaven. The Lord desires for men to come to know him. He saw a circumstance, and in his sovereignty, he worked in it, and he said, I am glad, because he knew what was going to happen. He knew out of their trial, many were going to come and believe on the Lord Jesus. I want to ask you this. Are you here tonight, and have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? Has your life been changed by the power of the gospel? Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ offers himself willingly and says, in no wise will he cast us out. I was speaking to a dear brother earlier today, and he reminded me that verse, how the Lord Jesus said, I will in no wise cast them out. That we can all come to Jesus and call upon him for salvation. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Have you ever considered that Jesus willfully went to the cross? God, the one who created everything, the one who created the wood that they used to nail him to the cross, the one who created the soldiers that arrested him, the one who created all things, humbled himself, was born as a man, fully God and fully man, and he came and he died on the cross, paying for our sins. Oh, he could have called 10,000 angels, as it was mentioned this morning. He could have gone another way. But he knew that if he had not died, there would be no hope for us. There's absolutely nothing I was able to do to save myself. I tried. I was involved in a religion, Catholicism, and I went to confession, and I confessed my sins to the priest, and I was still guilty. I went to church, and I was still guilty. I read my Bible, and I prayed. I did all of these things. I had my first communion. I did all the things the church told me to do, but I was still guilty, and I knew it. It wasn't until someone took the word of God and showed me how Jesus already did the work. It's not about what we can do to get to God. It's about what Jesus already did to bring us to the Father. As Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, I'm so thankful for this. I'm so thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, brings us nigh. And that we have a place at the Father's house. We have a place at the Father's throne. Why? Because of the merit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I have a right to come to the throne room. Why? Not because I'm any good, but because the Lord Jesus Christ paid it all for me. That's why when he was on the cross, he shouted with a loud voice, "It is finished." Everything needed was already done. The work was completed. And now I can enter in freely. Because of that finished work on the cross. Oh, one of the thieves turned to Jesus and said, Lord, remember me when thou enterest into thy kingdom. And the Lord said, this day, verily, verily, I say unto thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Some people say, oh, you need to work to get to God. You need to do this and you need to do that. Tell that to the thief on the cross. That's with the Lord Jesus today. Jesus said, today, you're coming with me. He could not come down to work. He could not come down to do these things to get to God, but rather he turned to God and called upon the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Have you done that? Oh, Jesus is waiting. He stands with arms wide open, and we can come to him and we can be saved. Are you saved today? Are you a Christian today? Wondering why this and why that, if this and if that. Oh, everything would have been different. Oh, Jesus responds to us today. And he says, if you would just believe. And he said, I am glad to the intent that ye may believe. Oftentimes, God has to do certain things for us to believe. You know, God is an economical God. He will not waste a single trial or a difficulty in our life. Everything that happens has an intent. The Bible says all things work together. God is big enough to that he is able to take every circumstance, every trial, every difficulty, and work it out for his own glory. And that's what he wants to do. That's why the Apostle Paul said that his life's desire, he said that this is my earnest expectation and my hope that the Lord Jesus would be magnified in my body, whether it would be by life or by death. Paul understood. His purpose and his goal was for Jesus to be magnified, despite whatever the case may be. And Jesus was teaching that to Mary and Martha and to Lazarus. That despite the circumstance, don't ask if, don't wonder why. When you can't trace God's hand, trust his heart and believe him. And believe him. Are you believing him today? And may God help us. You know, oftentimes, God has to take our faith. You know, the Bible says, for without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if we don't have faith, it doesn't matter how good we do. It doesn't matter all the works that we do. We can't please God. But oftentimes, what God has to do is he has to take our faith, and he has to put in that furnace, that hot furnace. And the impurities and all the filth has to come off, that our faith would be pure. He puts our faith in the refiner's fire. Why? Because without faith, we can't please him. And that's what he was doing here. And he said unto them, if thou would simply believe. May God help us to believe him in every circumstance, in every trial, realizing this, that the great God that we serve is in the midst of the earth working salvation. Everything that's happening in our life is connected to other people coming to know the Lord Jesus. Therefore, in every circumstance in our life, we have to believe Jesus. He said, to the intent that ye might believe. I end with verse number 40, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Let us pray together.